Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Having and living according to a biblical worldview really does matter. Researcher George Barna has lately been speaking quite bluntly about this issue and about the importance of intentionally building a biblical worldview in the next generation. Speaking recently at Family Research Council's Pray, Vote, Stand event about his new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul, Barna attributed our societal problems to a transition from a biblical worldview to alternative philosophies. Barna makes some stark distinctions between calling oneself a Christian and really being a disciple of Christ. Someone, as Barna says, quote, lives like Jesus because they think like Jesus, end quote. Thinking like Jesus means developing a biblical worldview, seeing and understanding what's happening around us through the lens of God's Word. When it comes to parents nurturing their child's heart, mind, and soul, Barna contends that parents err in prioritizing academic achievement, emotional happiness, and good health over worldview development. And they also want their children to be a good person as opposed to being a disciple of Christ. Currently, Barna says, less than 1% of adolescents and teens are on track to have a biblical worldview. That goes back to parents. It's not wrong to want children to do well in school or to be emotionally and physically healthy or to be a good person. But they should first and foremost be disciples who see the world through the lens of Scripture. Without a biblical worldview, children will ultimately struggle in every area of life because such a worldview grounds them and prepares them for discerning true from false, good from evil, right from wrong. This calls for intentional, purposeful parenting. Developing a biblical worldview in children is part of their education, which parents bear responsibility for, even if they involve others. This is not something that can be totally relegated to other people. Pastors, youth pastors, Sunday school teachers, Christian camp counselors, Christian school teachers, and coaches can certainly help and support. But parents are the real difference makers in this effort. Parents should be the ones who establish the truths, which are then reinforced by other people. Parents also need to be sure that others who are feeding into their children's thinking are supporting them in what they're teaching and not undermining them. How does a parent intentionally make disciples of their children, building in a working biblical worldview? This obviously begins with parents who are themselves committed disciples of Jesus Christ. They're students of God's Word and seek prayerfully to live faithfully in accordance with His teachings. It's nearly impossible to pass on to another what we don't possess ourselves. Modeling a godly life that regularly relies on a biblical worldview is one of the best ways to instill the same in one's children. But there are other activities that also need to be incorporated. For instance, regular, consistent reading and studying of the Bible together as a family is essential. At a minimum, this practice says to children that dad and mom so highly value the Scripture that it has a place of preeminence in the family's schedule. Planned family discussions at dinner are also helpful. Parents posing questions such as, "What does the Bible say about money or marriage or any number of topics?" can result in insightful and meaningful conversation that ultimately the parents conclude with a definitive biblical answer to that particular issue. Resources to assist parents with this are available online, or certainly pastors should have ready recommendations. Of course, when a child has a question or hears something in the news or somewhere else that prompts a question or encounters a situation where he or she is concerned about what is right or what is wrong or about how to deal with something, these are perfect times for worldview instruction and training. Turning to the Word of God first and recognizing it as the ultimate authority will speak volumes to the child now and in the future as he or she seeks answers and direction. Intentional parenting is demanding, but if we're serious about raising a generation that not only know the Lord, but are also sold out as His disciples because they have the mind of Christ, it's essential. Worldview matters for all of us. A generation steeped in a biblical worldview will provide leadership that will change families, churches, communities, states, and nations now and for eternity. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you the prophet Hosea said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, president of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.